to show the necessity, we're going to apply the algebraic Riccati result to the necessary condition we have already derived using the Riccati inequalities. Now, apply to the first inequality, then we conclude that there is a y which is greater than y1, and which is positive definite, such that the Riccati equation has a stabilizing solution. And, well, actually, anti-stabilizing solution. Now, to get the x infinity Riccati equation, we're going to take the inverse of y, okay? So we're going to define x infinity as gamma square multiply y inverse, then multiply that equation y inverse on both sides, then we get the x infinity Riccati equation. Now, to show that the stabilizing the x infinity actually is a stabilizing solution, we note that the a plus bb1 minus b2 b2 x infinity actually is similar to a plus c1 transpose c1 y over gamma square, since the a plus c1 c1 y over gamma is anti-stable, so minus of that is stable. So the first condition follows.